red and white and pink, and honeysuckle was all around the front door. It was lovely. The van was at the door, and the two men were moving all the furniture into the little house. Father helped, whilst Mother went to light the kitchen stove to make them all a hot drink. They were so tired that they could do nothing but drink hot milk, eat some toast, and tumble into their roughly made beds. Joe looked out of the window, but he was too sleepy to see properly. In 1 minute, the two girls in their small room were asleep, and Joe too, in his even tinier room. What fun it was to wake up in the morning and see the sun shining in at strange windows. It didn't take Joe, Beth and Franny very long to dress. Then they were out in the little garden, running through the grass that had grown so long and smelling the roses that grew all around. Mother had cooked eggs for them, and they ate their breakfast hungrily. "It's lovely to be in the country," said Joe, looking out of the window to the faraway hills. "We can grow vegetables in the garden," said Beth. "There will be glorious walks all around," said Franny. That day, everyone helped to get the little house straight and tidy. Father was going to work the next day. Mother hoped there would be some